So the next panel is a very interesting one, entitled, as you know, Brain Regain, with excellent participations that Mrs. Eftichia Pilerinou is going to introduce you, the one after the other. So I don't want to take any of the time. I just wanted to thank you, to welcome you, and I am sure that not only their discussion will be very interesting, because the subject is very interesting, but I am sure that a lot of crucial, important questions will follow. Thank you.
It gives me a great pleasure to welcome our distinguished speakers today, and our young or youthful audience who are full of dreams, and they give us positive energy. If your dreams include a career in Greece, I believe we will show you the way tonight. Before we start, I'd like to congratulate Olga Bornozis and Nicholas Bornozis for organizing such incredible forums over 25 years. And every year is getting better and better, even though you can't imagine it. I also would like to thank them for co-hosting this event today with the Hellenic American Chamber of Commerce. Olga and I are members of the Hellenic American Chamber of Commerce, and we're committed to find ways to help our young professionals. We already had webinars on subjects of their interest, mentoring, live events, and interaction with successful entrepreneurs, social gatherings, and many more events, which we have organized, and we intend to organize many more like those. And for the old webinars, you can find the information through the Hellenic American Chamber of Commerce site. We have an amazing panel today. Dr. Poppy Kalaidze, a founding member and a member of the board of Brain Regain Initiative. Ms. Fragiski Melissa, Chief of Human Resources Officer at Alpha Bank. Mr. Nico Garibaldi, Vice President of Pfizer in Thessaloniki and side lead person. Mr. Panayotis Karabinis, Managing Director, Endeavor Greece. And we will also hear from Ms. Andronopoulou, who is the General Manager of Microsoft for Greece, Cyprus, and Malta. And she will speak to us through a video because she had to cancel her trip the last minute. There's going to be a major announcement in Greece tomorrow with the Prime Minister and Microsoft that has to do with AI. I will not reveal anything. Our prominent speakers will offer a realistic approach to the opportunities and challenges that young people will face on their return to Ithaca. Over the past decade, Greece has experienced a major wave of outward migration, but even though memories of the austerity measures are still fresh, Greece is now booming. It's one of Europe's fastest growing economies, and investors and tourists are flocking into the country. Let's try to explore the initiatives that have been taken by the government and many successful domestic and international companies to address the brain drain phenomenon and transform it into brain regain for Greece. And what a better person to do that, to start the presentation, than Dr. Poppy Kalaidze, who is one of the founding members of Brain Regain Initiative and a member of its board. Dr. Kalaidze is head of Lifestyle Medicine Department of Euroclinic, an academic scholar at Attikon Hospital and Athens Medical School, leading the first survivorship clinic for breast cancer survivors. I have to mention the full CVs you will find in at the site, so I will not be going over the full CVs. We have asked Dr. Kalaidze to present the Brain Regain Initiative and its present activities with the purpose of creating job opportunities for skilled people who would like to have a career in Greece, and lots more. Dr. Kalaidze, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Eftichia, for the introduction. So, hello from me, and a warm welcome to everyone gathered here today for our exciting panel. which is co-hosted by the Hellenic American Chamber of Commerce. And I would like to take this opportunity and thank from the bottom of my heart, of course, Mrs. Evtichia Pilarinou, our moderator, my beloved friend Olga Bornozi and Nicolas Bornozis for inviting me here, and the whole team of Capital Link. Before I start with the brain regain specifics, and as a picture is worth a thousand words, and maybe a video is a million of words, allow me to present you with a video. Hope the ladies wear a waterproof mascara. So, who we are? What is Brain Regain? We are a civil society initiative which brings together leading Greek businesses, scientists, executives, and members of the Greek diaspora. We are committed to empowering Greek professionals living abroad with the resources and support they need to return to Greece. Our mission is to build a bridge between these talented individuals and the opportunities available in the country, fostering collaboration and mutual growth. And I'm very happy to stand in front of you representing Brain Regain's board of directors. We are all a team working as volunteers. What are our aims, our purposes? To cultivate and strengthen relations as well as means of collaboration between Greeks and Hellenism of the diaspora. To foster the return of Greek professionals living abroad and leverage their expertise to contribute to the progress of Greece. To facilitate the creation of an environment that attracts highly skilled individuals back to our country. To contribute to the number of repatriated professionals and also to ensure a smooth transition for their reintegration. My grandfather used to say that one can easily break a twig. But if that one twig becomes 5 or 10 wrapped together, they become unbreakable. There is always strength in numbers. Which brings me to our distinguished partners who have joined forces in the Brain Regain initiatives. As you can see, there is a network of more than 100,000 Greeks living abroad. On top of that, we have 42 top Greek companies. You can see them all. 88 senior executives serving as mentors. And moreover, I would like to talk about our esteemed ambassadors, namely Professor Maria Evthymiou, Professor George Provelakis, Professor Konstantinos Daskalakis, and Professor Konstantinos Glikechos. On a final note, this initiative would not have been possible without our supporters. We have some programs like our mentoring program, which is one of the key initiatives of Brain Regain. We connect Greek professionals living abroad with senior executives as mentors who provide guidance and support, aiding their successful repatriation. Up to now, we have received 800 requests for mentees. Another pioneering project is the Brain Gain Jobs in Greece platform. This free service is available for all Greek companies and all sectors of the economy who can post job openings and receive CVs directly from Greeks living abroad. I'm thrilled to share with you the exciting news that our efforts are already bearing fruit. We have successfully repatriated a significant number of Greek professionals. But if you see here, it's written Brain Gain. It is not Brain Regain, but this is not a spelling mistake. You see, it was an initiative from the time I was practicing as a doctor in Berlin, being a brain trainer myself. We then founded Brain Gain, which was the result of expats joining forces to be heard, the generation of brain trainers. When some of the leading companies created Brain Gain, they invited us to join them. Ischis and Tienosi, as we say in Greek, something that is not a common thing for Greeks. We have also conducted surveys to better understand the gap of knowledge and expertise between Greek professionals living abroad and those residing in Greece. Our findings have uncovered substantial disparities, shedding light on areas which we can truly make a difference. To bridge these gaps, we are not just planning, but actively forging paths of collaboration. Through dynamic workshops and vibrant knowledge-sharing platforms, we are bringing together the brightest minds and the most innovative ideas. Together, we are not just addressing these disparities, but we are transforming them into opportunities for growth, learning, and collective advancement. So, what are we doing to bridge this existing gap? With the invaluable assistance of EY, which is a member of ours, we published the Greece Country Highlights report. So, and what is this report? This is an informative report for the Greeks abroad, which offers basic information and developments in the Greek regulatory, legislative, and investment framework. From state reforms and indicators of economic developments to repatriation incentives and entrepreneurship enhancement tools. In our future plan, is also the activation of hubs for Greeks living abroad and also highlighting good practices for Greece and also finding ways to contributing to implementation of these good practices. If you would like to get involved, learn some more things, because I had only 6 minutes. I hope I kept the time, Mrs. Pilarino, because we have done a lot of things during the last 5 years that Brain Regain is formed as an initiative. You can stay connected with us. And I would like to say that forums like Capital Link are the perfect paradigm for our vision for Brain Gain, because we know that the gain of the country is not only the physical repatriation, because we know that this is not realistic. But also, we can have a lot of things for Greece to come from collaboration among the brightest Greek minds, no matter where they live. So, Capital Link lead the way and we follow. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Kalaitzi. It's a great, great initiative. And don't worry, we're going to have follow-up questions. We left plenty of time for that. You want to be next? Okay.
I'm not, sorry.
That's all right. Okay, I had Fragiski as the next speaker, only because she's also involved in the Brain Regain initiative. Fragiski is a prominent chief human resources officer with over 28 years of experience, 20 of which in senior leadership positions. She holds postgraduate degrees in industrial organizational studies from Columbia University and in social studies from the New York School for Social Research. Having accumulated deep expertise in large multinationals in Greece and abroad, she specializes in large-scale people transformation initiatives. So let's start our discussion with Fragiski about Alpha Bank's initiative for Brain Regain and also your Ithaca project.
Okay.
And my first question to you, we're going to have a discussion. Your CEO at the Investors Conference in May of 23, he spoke of the new purpose. How does that relate to your HR strategy and the Brain Regain initiative in particular?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for Capital Link for giving me the opportunity to be here. Actually, I'm impressed from all the panels that I heard up to now, but also from Mrs. Kalaitzi initiative. Actually, I was not even aware that there is such an effort to repatriate Greeks. And the reality is that I'm here to tell you what we are doing in Alpha Bank. So in Alpha Bank, we have a new purpose, which is enabling progress in life and business for a better tomorrow. And this is the purpose that actually shows our commitment to our employees, our customers, our shareholders, and the society in general. As you said correctly, we communicated our HR strategy in the Investors Day, based on which we focus on three main pillars. The first one is enabling business transformation. The second one is maximizing employee potential. And the third one is how we are going to transform our bank in a best employee value proposition. If we discuss about the first pillar, which is maximizing enabling business transformation, we are focusing a lot on talent acquisition. Maybe you are not aware, but the last couple of years, Alpha Bank has opened its doors for approximately 800 new positions. And of course, we are doing massive work to help our Greeks find a good job in Alpha Bank, but also we are repatriating a lot of Greeks from all around Greece, from all around Europe, but also from the US. And I will tell you in a while about the Ithacans community that we have created. The second pillar, which is maximizing employee potential, it relates to the culture that we have established within Alpha Bank. And to be completely honest, we are innovative in terms of career pathing. We introduced lately dual career pathing programs where employees have the opportunity to be developed and accelerate their progress, not only via the traditional managerial paths, but also via expert paths, that it is a golden opportunity for experts that they live abroad to come and work with us. And of course, it is not only a matter of development, it's a matter of reward and of course, acknowledgement and impact that these people will have within the organization. We have managed the last couple of years to attract approximately 80 people from all around Europe, as I said, and actually in senior positions. And someone would wonder, how did you do it? And if the rewards that we are offering are similar or equal to the ones that they are getting in foreign banks. And the reality is that due to the government, that they have helped us a lot with a new taxation, we have managed to attract many, many young and talented Greeks. The last pillar is about employee value proposition. As I said before, currently Alpha Bank is running a massive cultural transformation, and we want to continue being the best employers in the Greek market. This was the case in the past as well, but for different reasons. A lot of Greeks wanted to join the bank for job security, job stability. They thought that they will stay there forever. We still want to have people feel secure, but this is not our new proposition. Our new proposition is that we want to create a strong environment, which, as I said, will continue being the number one employer, but for reasons that they are different, offering inclusive culture, offering a place where our Greeks will flourish and will have the possibility to have a lot of career opportunities within the bank.
I was wondering, what are the key skills that you're looking to import that you can really find in Greece?
Yes, thank you for the question. Actually, the skills that we're looking to import is not that we cannot find them in Greece, is that we cannot find them anywhere, because based on different researches that they have been done, especially the last one in 2022 from Financial Services Skills Institute in UK, it seems that the financial services are experiencing a very big number of vacancies the last couple of years. And the skills that are most important are basically related to technology, software development, cybersecurity, and risk management. So, and it is not only that there is a scarcity in these skills, it is the fact that we need them in high volumes. Of course, I forgot to mention the data analytics and insights. Due to the massive increase of banking, mobile banking apps, digital tools, all this amazing digitalization that is taking place, even within the financial services, we cannot find people that they have studied data science and they are experts in data analytics and insights. So what we're doing is actually introducing new academies to upskill and reskill our people. But also, as I said, we are urgently looking for all of these skills. Apart from the hard skills, which is some of the things that I just mentioned, we are looking for soft skills. And again, according to a recent LinkedIn research in 2023, we saw that the major soft skills that are missing from the financial services are related to coaching skills and relationship management. Especially from the frontline employees, it seems that relationship management is a soft skill which is not there yet. And as I said, that's why we're capitalizing on introducing new academies within the bank so as to help bring these skills on board.
Okay, and if I'm not mistaken, you have been very successful to actually repatriate Greeks from abroad, over 70 people.
Yes, yes.
So how did you manage to mobilize, you know, the Greek community abroad to do that?
Yes. Well, actually, this was the first question I received when I had an interview with Alpha Bank 3 years ago, when the CEO told me that one of your major missions is to repatriate as many Greeks as possible. And this is our passion from that time. We have managed to repatriate approximately 80 Greeks the last couple of years, coming mainly from UK, Switzerland, I would say a couple of them from US, Luxembourg, and from other countries in Europe. The Ithacans community is a strong community. It represents one of the communities of change that we have within Alpha Bank. They are people that they are from different fields, basically from investment banking, but also from other functions as well. It is a very active community. I think the biggest success that we had was last year, where we went with the whole executive committee of Alpha Bank in UK. We had a hybrid Ithacans event where more than 400 Greeks that they are in UK, they joined us and they were thirsty to hear about the Greek economy, about what has changed already in Greece and what are the opportunities that we can offer them. Out of this event, we managed to get more than 50, I would say, because of course, I don't want to beautify the situation. When the time comes, there are difficulties. Usually, the Greeks are coming back for other reasons as well, not only for the career. Mm-hmm. But the ones that they came back, they have a perfect blend with the employees of the Alpha Bank. So you see a mixture of new ideas, people that they have learned to study and work in foreign banks, bringing innovation. And we blend that with the experience that we have from our employees that they are many years with Alpha Bank. And we continue. That's why we are here today. That's why tomorrow we are running a dedicated Alpha Bank event to attract as many Greeks as possible. And we are coming again next year for a big event aiming to attract more Greeks. We need them. And I think we have all the opportunities, not only in Alpha Bank, but also in other organizations, together with the government, to get as many people as possible back.
Frangiski, it's very impressive what Alpha Bank has done.
And thank you.
I'm sure there will be more time to, you know, get questions from the audience. And now, Nico, would you like to? Yes. Nico Garibaldi is Vice President of Pfizer in Thessaloniki. He started his career in Pfizer Italy 20 years ago, serving as brand manager of Perrier-Loi products. Most recently, Nico was Global Capability Lead for the healthcare provider portal experience within the customer experience team, and prior was Senior Director for Pfizer Essential Health. In that role, he managed the team responsible for creating enterprise customer engagement strategies that supported commercial, scientific, and business goals. Nico has earned his Bachelor of Business Administration from La Sapienza University in Rome. Nico, everyone has heard Pfizer's amazing operation, yes, Thessaloniki at past CapitalLink events, because we had the pleasure of listening about your success story, Pfizer's success story, at the initial years of operation from Mr. Bourla.
Correct.
He was here. He participated a couple of times, and it was a very exciting news that he brought us. But Pfizer is already in Thessaloniki for over 4 years.
Yes, almost 4 years.
And we would like to know if you can bring us up to date on your activities, how many people you employ, what type of jobs, how many projects. It's a loaded question, but we want to know, yes, about... And how many projects you're running now, and what are the plans and goals for the coming years that will open up more employment opportunities?
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot. First of all, thanks for having me here in this important meeting. Thanks to Olga, to Effie, and also to Nikos. I'm really proud in some ways. You can understand from my accent, I'm not a Greek person. I'm an Italian one. I would say for us it was really a successful story because, as you said, more or less in 2019, 2020, we made the business case for coming in Greece, for going in Greece, making this investment. And the reasons are the one that I'm listening now in the all this event today. So we talked about talents, we talked about incentives, we talked about also the strategic positioning of Greece, because in some way this organization in Pfizer is a global organization and colleagues are working with global teams across all the world. And also for sure, Thessaloniki is a growing city, also from a structure perspective and also for a quality of life perspective. And personally, as I said, I went to Thessaloniki more or less 4 years ago alone. So for me, it was a big opportunity because in some way the project for me was really amazing. And now I'm more than happy to say that we just achieved 1,000 people. So 1,000 people in 3 years, it's really an impressive number. Wow. And in some way, thanks a lot. I would say we started with the Global Center for Digital Innovation, so that it's mainly a center that is making innovation and also supporting all the pharma activities through digital. So we are talking about capabilities like machine learning, artificial intelligence, generative AI, software development. So most or less, more or less 500 people are part of this organization. So as I said, it was a success story, considering also that the initial plan was hiring 200 people. So the ultimate number was 200 people. Yes. 200 people, then thanks to your people, to you, so to the quality of people, to the education, because I noticed and alert that in Greece you really invest a lot on that. So we moved from 200 people to now 1,000. And also I'm happy to share here that the plan is even increasing even more this number to at least 1,300 very, very soon. So as I said, we started with the Global Center for Digital Innovation, then also a financial services organization joined Thessaloniki with more or less other 300 people. And also I'm happy to share that recently two other organizations joined Thessaloniki Pfizer. One is the clinical trials team. So we are working also in supporting clinical trials across the world and also safety and surveillance for drugs. So as I said, it was really impressive, the journey, and we are really happy of the talents that we found in Greece. And also, I'm happy also that we are contributing also to the brain drain, because in some way 15% of the people that we are hiring, they're coming back from US, Germany, Netherlands, UK, similar to Alpha Bank, also case. So as I said, it's really a huge investment. Currently, colleagues, for example, in the Global Center for Digital Innovation are working on more than 250 global projects. So this means that they are making projects for supporting all the organization of Pfizer across the globe. The financial service is serving 50 countries across the globe. So I think it's really impressive and we are really happy of the results so far.
Can I ask what particular skills you're looking for in your company?
A lot.
What level of experience and what particular skills some people might be interested
in? Yeah, I think a lot of them. So especially if I think about the most important one, especially for the digital organization, we are searching about machine learning, generative AI, software development, data scientists. These are the capabilities that we are searching, but also all the financial capabilities for the financial center. And also we are searching for some physicians because, for example, for some of this team, we need also this type of capabilities.
Very nice. And how does Pfizer work within the ecosystem? And then we'll go to the student.
This is also another very important piece that we are proud of, because in some way we are not only hiring people for coming back, for working in Thessaloniki, but also we are making collaboration with the institutions, with the universities, with the startup, with the research center. So this is also really successful. And we are making this project in collaboration with approach of open innovation. I consider that, for example, recently we partnered with the University of Aristotle for quantum computing. We are partnering with the University of Patras for example, voice-based diagnostic that is working on AI for some typology of projects. We are working with the CERT, also that is the research centers in Thessaloniki. So this is also another strong proof that in Greece we have very good capabilities. So for sure, for hiring people, but also for making innovative projects with the ecosystem there.
I feel this is a segue for my
coming
part.
To you.
I have to say that, Endeavor Greece is a global organization with presence in Greece for the last 12 years. I must say that I cannot leave it uncomment, without a comment. Pfizer and the Pfizer presence in Greece has been transformational, right?
This exactly. Is,
at some point where Pfizer decides to start investing in Greece, where we see this pivot, right? This is a turning point for the ecosystem. But it's probably timely, but at the same time, I think it's because they're investors and they're investor and investors, right? They're investors who are low impact or they just focus on their investments, and they're investors who decide to be high impact. And Pfizer is definitely one of them. I would
and the gentleman who's speaking is Panagiotis Karambinis, the managing director of Endeavor Greece.
Yes.
And he has been with Endeavor since 2012 when you first started it.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, that was the hardest years when we went right into the crisis.
Yeah.
What prompted you in starting Endeavor? Did you try to stop some people from leaving and give them hope?
Yes, Endeavor is a global organization.
Yes, of course.
It focuses on supporting secondary markets or rising markets, right? Establish a network of entrepreneurs that are there to transform the markets, right? We call them high impact entrepreneurs. It's a combination of two different things. The one is that the ability to scale up, so innovative ideas, right? Breakthrough ideas, but at the same time, and of course, think big mentality. But at the same time, once you scale up, we want these entrepreneurs to have the paid forward mentality. So bring all these assets, all this knowledge, all of these resources back to the ecosystem, back to the local market, right? And we've been doing this since 1997. We've been part of the transformation in Brazil, in Mexico, in Indonesia, in Nigeria. We've been part of what's happening there, right? And the good thing is that some very insightful people, which is our founding board members, had the idea when the crisis started in Greece to see that there's probably one of the biggest downsides from this crisis, right, would be that the Greek entrepreneurs wouldn't have access to international markets. They would have
a
lot of bottlenecks, a lot of obstacles going into global markets and scaling up. So our work there since 2012 has been to support entrepreneurs in different strategies that we deployed, support the Greek entrepreneurship, right? Rebrand it, reposition it in Greece, but also help it be connected with the international markets.
And what's happening in your ecosystem of innovation? Your operating model is unique.
Yes. I mean,
and can you give us some examples of the successes?
Yes. Working on innovation, working on tech-enabled companies, right, mostly, but when we're looking for scale-up and new success stories, it's probably innovative ideas, and technology is one of the major areas. As you can imagine, up until 2017, it was a little bit of a desert. Nothing much was happening. We had a few success stories, and we had the fundamentals of the tech ecosystem there, like Scrooge or Viva Wallet or Blueground or Workable, right? And they're companies that we work with, fascinating companies, $1 billion plus companies in Greece right now. But nothing else was happening, right? And what was your question again? Sorry.
I was talking about your
ecosystem. I get carried away describing the ecosystem.
The particular ecosystem of innovation and your operating model.
Starting working in after the crisis, right, and then 2018, we see a change, right, in the winds and the momentum, and we start working a lot with diaspora entrepreneurs. We see the first foreign direct investment, significant foreign direct investments like Pfizer, happening in Greece, and we see a bigger role that we should play as a global organization. Why don't we connect all these stakeholders, right? Why don't bring together diaspora founders, local founders, and international investors, maybe even international founders, right? We have like 5 or 6 unicorns that have nothing to do with Greece, and their founders have launched local operations in Greece. Greece is a wonderful destination. We can attract a lot of different founders and a lot of talent internationally, right? So we started bringing together all of these people. Now the Greek tech ecosystem is like, it's worth more than $12 billion, right? That's a contribution to the RGDP. It has created more than 25,000 jobs, right? Only in the last 2 years, they've raised the Greek founders and the diaspora founders who are setting up operations in Greece have raised more than $1.5 billion in assets and equity, and we're seeing a huge, huge change, right? And you have to believe that, and we've seen it as a global organization, right? That if there's hope for a local market, right? If there's hope for local transformation, that has to depend and that has to be based on entrepreneurship, right? And for years, Greece was a little bit skeptical, right? The society was a little bit skeptical in, towards scale-up entrepreneurship, not entrepreneurship in general, but when you saw someone that was vastly successful, you would assume a lot of things, right? We're repositioning that and we're changing the narrative. I think that we need to depend our transformation into the ability of our local entrepreneurs scaling up and becoming global success stories, and this is what we're doing. This is our mission.
And you're doing it very well, very successfully.
Thank you.
And we thank you for all the efforts that you're making. Now I'd like to go to Yana Andronopoulou, who is not present, but she has sent us a video because Microsoft is also very involved in creating opportunities, especially in AI, and as we will see, cybersecurity, and she will tell us more about it.
Apologies that I'm not with you today, but I had to stay in Athens for a good reason. Actually, some hours ago, our Prime Minister announced the first ever digital assistant for the country, powered by Microsoft, leveraging AI. This digital assistant will simplify and accelerate the interactions of the citizens with the public administration. It's a major milestone for the country that will further enhance citizen experience. That's why I had to stay here together with my team for this launch. I know today we are going to discuss about brain regain. But before saying anything else, I would like to highlight how the tech players right now, large or small, are focusing on Greece. This reiterates, up to a certain extent, our strategy of being consistently present, investing in the country during the last 30 years, irrespective of challenges such as the financial crisis or the COVID era, and also our strategy for investing in the three hyperscale data centers in the country and being the first to taking the decision to do so.
Thank you, Yana, even though you can't hear us, but we want to thank her. We have like 2-3 minutes for questions. And if anyone has a question, I'd like to take it from the floor. Lady? Yes. And the answer should be 1 minute, the most.
So I'll try and keep this concise. Irini Katopovi, hello everyone. Thank you for being here, everyone on the panel. I want to discuss a little bit and hear from the panel about what efforts to retain talent look like. We talk a lot about efforts to regain, and we haven't really discussed what will be done in order to attract the talent and then make sure that they are kept within the ecosystem in Greece. Last week, we heard a seasoned executive say that the main obstacle to do this is professionalism. And so I would like to hear from you what this means.
All right. Maybe Pragiski can answer that,
sure.
Because she's the chief HR person.
Thank you for the question. Actually, as you correctly stated, it is hard to bring talent back, but it is harder to retain them. So everything starts with the experience of the repatriated in the organization where they join. So the onboarding process needs to be the right one because they need to find an environment the same like the one you're pitching during the interview. And second, the repatriates are experiencing challenges related to the bureaucratic procedures that we have, and not only as a country, but maybe in the banking system as well.
But what do you do for that?
As I mentioned before, it is an environment where we are trying to introduce the infrastructure and the processes that they will help people accelerate their progress. Depending on what is the seniority level that they are coming, we need to make sure that these people are, of course, considering that their performance is okay, that they are progressing within the organization within a couple of years. So if you will not have a multi-level organization, if you do not have the systems that they will help the acceleration, people go. In our case, the majority of them, I would say that they stay. We have a couple of cases that they decided that Greece, maybe it's not the right place to be, but overall, reward-wise or development-wise, these people need to be fueled with all the incentives to make them feel like having the same experience that they had abroad.
Okay, one more question.
Can I add, I think that it's an important an important aspect to bring a little bit more of the new industries that are rising into the conversation as well. First of all, I think that one thing that needs to change a lot in Greece is the perception and the culture that we have in the work environment, and it starts with the salary levels, right? It's a big conversation right now. We need to raise it as where it should be, right? We need to raise salaries across the board. We need to change perspectives and mindset on that. I don't think that we pay well our executives and our talent, right? And that goes with a lot of other things, benefits and the Avio Mathesi all year, continuous education, right? And everything that's tied to that. But at the same time, I think that an important message here is that there's an industry and there are employers that are rising, right? They're in the tech space. They're new, innovative entrepreneurs, right? And amazing founders who are they're coming from diaspora. They have international mindset, or they're Greeks who are immediately talking with more markets, right? And they have this international mentality. We call them outliers. We've published our publication about them, which are the fastest growing tech companies right now in Greece. And I think that these companies are bringing forward international world-class job opportunities in Greece. And I think that, with the hope that we'll become also an international destination, right, of talent, we'll see the transformation that we need to see in the culture.
But I need to answer the statement about paying less. And I need to speak about the Greek government and the fact that the tax relief that they have introduced, which is 50% less taxation the first 7 years, had helped us a lot. And the salary levels, considering, of course, all the tax relief, are very similar. It's very similar to the... I'm talking about the net salary. It's very similar to the salaries that they are getting used to be paid abroad.
Right. Yes. Okay. Well, those
just to answer the
those
question.
Those who have 50% off.
I would, right? 50%.
For those, yes, probably it's...
I would like to add something more about the salaries. When we were conducting surveys back in 2013 and 14, and we were asking brain drainers, why did you leave? So, the first thing...
Yeah,
and was impressive. It was not salary.
Oh.
It was that they were thinking that they couldn't follow their professional dreams in Greece. Mm. They didn't have any opportunities to follow their dreams. The salary was the third. The second was the mentality of the Greek companies. And the third was the salaries. And when we ask them, even now, would you come back with less money, they say, of course, okay, not a 70% reduction, but they would come, because now, and you show the way, now there are opportunities for Greeks that not only can be repatriated, but stay also in Greece and don't have to leave.
If I can add the only one...
One more word for Nico, because yes, we have to close.
Also one small comment that in some ways confirming also what you are saying, that for us, and we have, I would say, I can share a very good retention rate, one of the key was really giving to them exposure to global projects, so making them feel they are part of a global international company, the high level of projects that they are making, and also the fact that we are investing a lot on growth. So this is important. These are in some way the key levers that we are adopting for retention.
Thank you. We heard today about many jobs that have been created in Greece. Very good news. Yes. And many opportunities that exist. And before we heard about the stable political environment and the change in economy and the growth, that it's one of the fastest growing economy in Europe. We just started a big conversation. We want to be part of it. And if we can help in any way through the Chamber of Commerce, please do that. I want to thank from my heart our distinguished speakers, Dr. Poppy Kalaitzi, Fragiski Melissa, Nico Garibaldi, and Panagioti Karabini. Our discussion was extremely informative, and we all thank you for the opportunities that you're creating in Greece for the young people. Olga and I, we will continue our after the forum is over, to work through with the Hellenic American Chamber of Commerce as being members of that. And we would like to bring news of our new opportunities. Keep in touch with us, and we will do whatever we can to give the information out to the young people and or anyone who would like to learn more about Greece and more of opportunities. It has been a real pleasure for me in hosting this event. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.